Welcome to Lisa 13. We're here to kind of do the opening and kind of recognize a bunch of people. I'm Kent Scar, and this is my co-chair, Narayan Desai.
So, I should stay away from the mic. So we're really excited about the program that we've organized with the organizing committee this year. We have a lot of great content. And as we were trying to figure out what the right talks and papers to recruit for this year were, we realized that the theme of system engineering captures really where we think operations is going. And so as our systems get more complicated and more distributed and larger, it's very important that we have the tools to be able to really look in depth at the way that our systems are behaving and think about them in a rigorous fashion. And so that's really the high-level theme for the conference this year, and you'll see that repeated over and over in the various talks that we have.
All right, so we actually want to start out with like thanking our speakers and our sponsors and vendors and attendees, and of course, our organizers.
So the program committee is basically responsible for all of the content, or much of the content that you see at LISA. Their job is at times poorly defined, and to go out and find people that are doing interesting things and convince them that speaking at LISA and presenting at LISA is a good thing to do. We had an excellent committee this year. They were all willing to bear with us as we experimented with new formats and different kinds of content. I'd really like everyone to give them a round of applause. The conference wouldn't be possible without them. And if you're on the committee, please stand up.
Okay. Can a PC stand up?
Oh, really, there are PC members in this room, right?
Thank you, Marco.
Is everybody else asleep? Maybe they are.
They might actually be busy doing things at the conference, which is great.
That's also true.
All right. This conference wouldn't happen without all the other organizers. We have invited talks, we have like lightning talks and workshops. So we definitely want to thank them for all the hard work. So if you're one of the organizers, you can please stand up.
And if you're a PC member that was embarrassed the last time, please stand up. Also, this event doesn't happen without Usenix. Usenix is responsible for basically everything that you see, from making sure that we have a venue of the right size to making sure that there's food at the breaks and everything else. The Usenix staff have been working on this event for a year at this point, and they work very hard to make this a smooth event. And the board sets the direction for Usenix overall, so we'd like to give them a round of applause.
So we already talked about our vendors, and we just want to thank them again. Vendors who are hosting buffs. There's another slide here. These are our gold sponsors and different levels of sponsors. So that's...
Yeah, it's really important to acknowledge our sponsors' role in the event. It really wouldn't be possible without them. So for event statistics this year, we had 76 proposals for talks. This is a record as far as we know. We accepted 33 papers. We expanded the number of slots that we were accepting. We actually almost doubled the number of slots that we were accepting over last year, and we still had almost three times as many submissions as we could accept. And so we're really happy with how that turned out. We got 24 paper submissions. We ended up, or papers and practice and experience report submissions. We ended up accepting 13 of them, and those cover a range of activities from technical theoretical work to the state of the practice in design and deployment of large systems.
All right, so these are some, a little bit administrative. If you're a speaker, report to your session 15 to 10 minutes in advance, whatever the instructions are. Every night there are buffs. Many of you know them already, but If you're new to LISA, these are our after-hours activity where people are kind of talking about what they're passionate about and technologies. There's some vendor buffs, they have free beer, food. So check the buff boards. And then LISA Labs, I think a realization that we had last year was that it is kind of strange that the LISA community are people who are doing hands-on work. They're day out and day in, and it's kind of strange that they come to LISA and spend a whole week not being hands-on. So the LISA Labs was kind of one approach to kind of rectify that. And I would like to thank our labs organizers. They've been fantastic. They've been on top of that. We have not had to think about that a whole lot. They've been awesome.
A new track has materialized at LISA, and it's due to the tireless work of our labs organizers. The basic idea here is when you see something interesting that you think might be useful, you should go and find a couple of other people that also think it might be useful, and then sit down in the lab and figure out if it's actually useful for you. If you guys are anything like, if you have the experience that I do at conferences, you come back with a big list. It's sort of like your tech bucket list. And then you get back and you're behind because you've been gone and you'd never actually get to the bottom of that list. And so our idea is to really provide a place where people can try stuff out and do the first pass of filtering out things that are really useful to them.
The vendor exhibition starts today around noon. It's downstairs. And there's a happy hour, and then there's a raffle. The happy hour is today from 5:30 to 6:30, and then the raffle is tomorrow, midday, 1:20.
There are primarily two social events, the exhibit hall happy hour that Scar mentioned, and then we'll have the conference reception on Thursday night in Exhibit Hall C.
All right, I'm just going to display the USENIX range, as many of you know, a whole range of conferences. So this is kind of the upcoming schedule for the USENIX events.
So LISA 14 will be in Seattle next year, November 9th through 14th, so we hope to see you there.
Nicole?
Yes, we have our next chair here. So if you have ideas, talk to Nicole.
Do you want to do that?
Okay.
All right.
You're wearing the shirt.
I'm wearing the shirt, so I got to do this. So we are announcing Evie Nemeth Scholarships Fund. Evie is currently missing and has been missing for a while. But this is the T-shirt, like the original OSI, 9-layer OSI T-shirt. They're actually for sale, and all the proceeds are going to this educational fund.
Okay, so now we're going to give the Best Paper Awards. The Best Paper Award goes to Thomas Knoth and Christoph Fetzer for desync, efficient blockwise synchronization of multi-gigabyte binary data. Are they here? Excellent.
Right. Hey. Wow, I'm just really surprised. I did not expect this at all. Thank you. Thank everybody who was here. And the talk will be on tomorrow, Thursday, I think, in the first session. Thank you.
There's steps down there if you don't want to go diving off the edge.
Yes.
There's steps over there.
Oh, Ryan. So for best student paper, these are Tannenbaum student, Back to the Future, fault-tolerant live update with time-traveling state transfer. Some of these papers they might not seem immediately practical, but I think they impact things that we do in the future. So, I mean, that is kind of a criteria that we apply to them. So if any of the students are here, you're welcome to come up and receive it. Maybe not. Okay, we're going to save it. An applause for them. In their absence.
St. John's in the back.
Is John here?
Yeah, he's in the back.
John?
So next we'd like to introduce John Arashid from the Usenix board.
John? In the front of the room, not in the back of the room. Oh. I didn't.
Okay. Welcome, everyone. We have two awards that I'm going to be announcing here. The first one is actually for our LISA Outstanding Achievement and System Administration Award. We are presenting this to Brendan Gregg, who is here. Let's see, where is he? Right in the front. And this is for contributions in the field of system administration, particularly the groundbreaking work in systems performance and analysis methodologies.
Do we have one of them up here? Sorry.
Thank you, John, and thank you, Usenix and LISA. It is an honor to get this award. Many years ago, I was doing system administration, and performance analysis was this magic that only wizards knew. And I've been working very hard to document it, codify it, and enumerate it so that I can share it with the community, especially the attendees of LISA. So it's a privilege to be able to share what I know and help other people with performance analysis, and I'm very grateful to get this award. LISA should be great this year. Thanks.
Sorry, for this, the second award here we have is for the STUG Award for the software tools. And this goes out to the Puppet Labs team, and it's in particular Luke Canis. And in his place, we have, and I forgot the name, we have one individual here accepting the award for him.
David Lottercard.
David? Yes, come on.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks to John. Thanks to Usenix for giving us this award. First and foremost, this is an award to the Puppet community much more than to Puppet Labs itself. When I first met Luke many, many years ago, he had actually just come back from LISA and showed me this little tool that he was writing, and I had no idea, and I don't know if he did, that it would come to that, that he would one day get an award from Usenix and from LISA. So thanks a lot, everybody, for this.
Okay, and then let me pass this over. Who am I turning out? Sorry. Do you want to do the announcement for him also?
Say again.
Right. That's okay.
Go ahead.
Are you presenting?
Yes, I'm presenting.
Okay,
great. Unfortunately, I don't have the winner here.
And then,
and then hope Evernote doesn't crash.
So as the current president of LOPSA, I have the honor of presenting this year's Chuck Yerkes Award. For those of you who never got to know him, Chuck was known for always being willing to help and mentor others in sysadmin mailing lists in the early 1990s and 2000s. Countless sysadmins over the years have learned from his postings. Chuck's intelligence, knowledge, and dedication to doing things right is something that's missing all too frequently in the online forums today. Unfortunately, Chuck passed away in late 2004 after an accident on his way home from work. In 2005, an award was created in the memory of Chuck to honor a sysadmin who most embodies his spirit in assisting and mentoring other sysadmins. Each year, the LOPSA Awards Committee sifts through countless mailing lists, IRC channels, and web forums in search of someone who's leading in contributions to the sysadmin community in the way that Chuck did. This year, I'm happy to announce that the Yerkes Award is being presented to Lawrence Chen. Lawrence is currently a sysadmin at Kansas State University. While maintaining their email systems, DNS, load balancers, and he's active in not only on IRC, but many mailing lists, such as LOPSA Discussed, Bind Users, and several FreeBSD lists. On these, he often provides answers to a variety of questions that frequently include examples based on his own experiences in sysadmin. His blog is also an excellent source of information. Since his being selected for the award, I've started reading it myself, and I've actually learned a few things. Unfortunately, Lawrence is not able to be here to accept the award in person, but please join me in congratulating him and thanking him for his contributions to the sysadmin community.